Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. This song began as a poem written by Joseph Henry Gilmore in 1862. He was a Baptist minister, and one day he was asked to preach at a prayer meeting in Philadelphia for the First Baptist Church. He focused on Psalm 23. Do you know that psalm? How Jesus is our shepherd and He leads us? He was saying, the phrase, "He leadeth me," really stuck in his mind. And even when he went back to where they were staying, he continued to talk and think about Jesus leading us. He wrote down four stanzas and showed them to his wife, but they didn't really talk anymore about it. So how does it become a song, you might ask? Well, you'll have to find out next time. But this is the song, or at least the poem that he wrote became this song, "He Leadeth Me."
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with empty comfort thoughts. Whate'er I do, where I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
He leadeth me.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm glad you're with me today as we start this new week talking about a very big fire. Have you ever seen a big fire? I know I have. When we were camping just this last week, at least from when I recorded this, there was a big fire that you could see on the mountain not too far away. In fact, there were some campers in our camp who had been evacuated and had to come camp down where we were, where it was safer. We saw helicopters that would come with their buckets and get water and then go back up and dump the water. It was pretty exciting. But that's not the kind of fire we're talking about today. Oh no, we'll find out about that a little later. Let's bow our heads first and pray. Lord, thank you for this time we have to spend with you. Please help us to learn from you. Help us to hear your voice as we spend time with you. Amen. You know, do you remember what happened last time? There had been trouble in Berea. Remember, the Bereans were the ones who were searching out what Paul was saying, and they were like, wow, you're right. They were looking at the scriptures. They were really studying. But then who showed up? The Jews. They showed up from another city and started causing problems. So Paul had been sent to Athens. Athens was an important city in Greece, and he was waiting there for Timothy and for Silas to come from Berea. Well, the people in Athens, they were proud of their city. Have you seen pictures of what Athens looks like or looked like back then? There were big columns and pillars and big, beautiful white buildings. It was amazing. They would be on these hillsides overlooking these beautiful views. Oh, they were so proud of themselves. They were so proud of their fine buildings. They were proud of their temples and their statues and their paintings. They spent lots and lots of time talking to each other, learning about different things. They had gone to school. Many of them were doctors or architects, or they had a lot of schooling. They were very proud of the things that they had learned, and they thought that they were very, very wise. Well, as Paul was walking around Athens, he quickly saw that the people there worshipped idols. They worshipped gods. In fact, there were so many different gods that they worshipped. He looked at their beautiful temples. He saw the many statues of their gods, and those statues seemed to be everywhere. But you know, something stood out to him. As he was walking along, he saw one altar, that there was something engraved in that altar, and it said, "To the unknown God." So it was a place that people could come and worship a god that they didn't even know about, but at least they had an altar for him. Well, as Paul looked at that altar, he was sad. He thought, there is an unknown God here in Athens. He is the God who created this entire world. He's the only true God, and these people don't know about him. They need to learn about Jesus. Let's look up Acts chapter 17, verse 16. Acts chapter 17, verse 16. We're going to see that that's what the Bible tells us that Paul was feeling, how he was feeling as he was walking through that city. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. Once you get to Acts, then we're going to go to chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. That's kind of towards the middle of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 17. And then you're going to look down for verse 16. Those verses, they're the little numbers below that big number 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 16. If you need more time, you can pause this recording, and then when you're ready, press play again. We're going to read Acts chapter 17, verse 16.
Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him. When he saw the city wholly given to idolatry.
It says his spirit was provoked. If you've been provoked, it means you're kind of a little irritated. It's like, hey, this is not right. Well, there was a Jewish synagogue in Athens, and so Paul went there. He told the people there about Jesus. Remember, the Jews, they believed in God, and they believed in the Old Testament, but they didn't believe that Jesus had come yet. They thought he was still going to come. So Paul went to the Jews and started sharing with them all about Jesus, that he had come, that he had lived, that he had died for them. He also met people in the marketplace. Have you ever been to a marketplace? Here on the Navajo Nation, they have what's called flea markets. And it's a place where people come and they set up their tables and they try to sell things. And so you can walk around and you can buy things at the flea market. You can buy food. You can buy, oftentimes they have things like jewelry, things like that. Some of them, they've just had, it's like a mini yard sale. They put all of their yard sale items in the back of their truck and they drive to the flea market and set them out on tables. And that's how they sell their things at the flea market. Well, we have gone to the flea market and set up tables and handed out water bottles or bananas or all kinds of different things, sunglasses and reading glasses. We have set up tables and we also have literature there so people can come to the market and as they're there just looking for different things to buy, they can see what we have that we want to give them and they can hear about Jesus. We had a mission group who came and they were praying with people and sharing Bibles and literature with them. It was such a blessing. I kind of think of that as what Paul was doing. He was in the marketplace. He kept talking to people, telling them about Jesus, and it wasn't long before they began to wonder about him. Who is this new teacher? They asked each other. Who is this Jesus that he's talking about? So they took Paul to a place where people would often speak about important things while others listened. Look at verse 19 through 21. So we're in Acts chapter 17. And then we're going to read verses 19, 20, and 21. Acts chapter 17, verse 19, 20, and 21. Let's see what that says.
And they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. Therefore, what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or hear some new thing.
So here was Paul being taken to a special place where people would often share and dialogue and talk about teachings or new things that they had discovered. Almost like today we have scientific journals where when doctors and people, when they discover new things, they write it down and it goes into a scientific journal where people read this journal and they're like, oh, that's new. Huh. Wow. Now, it wasn't a magazine or something written down, but a place where people would come in Athens and share about new ideas and new philosophies, and people could come and hear them speak. That's where they took Paul. You know, Paul was a very, very powerful speaker. God had really blessed him. But would he be able to help those people who thought that they were very wise? Often when people feel like they are very wise, they feel like they don't really need other people to tell them what to do or to tell them what to believe. They take pride in their wiseness. Well, I'm pretty sure that Paul was praying in his heart as he went with those men who had invited him to speak. And we're going to find out next time what Jesus had him say. Let's bow our heads and close. Lord, thank you for this story of Paul and how he shared your message with others. Help us to be brave like him, to be willing to share. Give us opportunities. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a new memory verse, Philippians 4, verse 8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, think on these things. Jesus wants us to only think on true things, honest things, good things, things that will help us, not things that'll tear us down. I want to do that today. How about you?
Philippians 4, 8.
Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 says on what to concentrate, what is true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, think on these things.
This quarter we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Join me right here every Monday for the rest of the year.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.